morning, everyone, and welcome to Wake Up Legendary. It is Wednesday. Gotta look at the date, April 10th. It's nice and bright and early for me over on the West Coast, so it's a lovely 7 a.m. Pacific time. I hope everyone is having a fantastic morning, afternoon, wherever you're joining us from at this point, whether you're joining us live or checking out the replay. Happy Wednesday. So for those that are new here, my name is Joanne. I am the director of marketing here at Legendary Marketer. And every now and then I get to hop in and fill in for the amazing Dave Sharp. And I am pumped for today's guest. I'm super excited for you to meet him because he's been around online for a while, which I think is really cool. And there's going to be a lot of experience that's going to be shared. You're going to have a really good insight of what he can correct me. I believe almost 10 years online looks like, what that journey looks like, the ups, downs, left, rights, everything in between. So he is going to be a wealth of knowledge, which is really cool to really have that insight of what an online business can look like down the line and all of that good stuff. But before I bring him on, a few housekeeping items. If you would like to get a text notification of when we go live Monday through Friday, and mine just came in on my phone, text the letters WUL to 813-296-8553. Once again, all you do is text those letters. Every now and then somebody wants to add in join Wake Up Legendary, spell it out. It won't opt you in at that point. So just text the letters WUL to 813-296-8553. And if you are just checking us out, seeing what we're all about, and curious about what our education products, we have a few of them right here at legendarymarketer.com/enroll. You can join the challenge, come to a mastermind, grab the affiliate marketing blueprint, all at that link. So go check that out. All right. I see our room is filling up. I'm getting all good mornings from our regulars and some new names that I see as well. So let's welcome Markins to the show. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Joanne.
Welcome. I'm so excited to be here. Every guest does fill out a little questionnaire, so I got to get a little peek with what your story is. But share with all of us when you started online and why you started online to begin with.
So yeah, I actually started back in 2014. And ironically, I actually was on Facebook. I was telling you the story. I was on Facebook one day. And I was actually ready to delete my Facebook. I was a really much of a social media person.
Okay.
And I've seen this guy talking about he's making a bunch of money on social media, right? I go to his profile. He's like next to like all these luxury cars. At the time, I was working as a pools tech. And I'm like, there's no way that this is real. Like, this has to be like a scam or something, right? Mm-hmm. So I go to his profile and, you know, just checking it out and whatnot. And, you know, I'm like, hey, what's the worst that could happen? Let me ask him for certain information. I get some info and I'm like, forget about it. Then 2 weeks later, he actually like follows up with me and he's like, hey, I guess you weren't serious about this. And I'm like, my pride kind of like comes up. I'm like, yeah, I was serious. Like, what do you mean I'm not serious? So it kind of like got me back interested in looking into it. Mm-hmm. And then he was like selling a program at the time and decided to get started, got into the program. And after I bought it, he actually like just disappeared on me and didn't reply to my messages anymore. It was like a $40 program. And after I got started, you know, that kind of like started my journey into this whole space. And that was more of like a direct sales. So it wasn't really like, but it was like direct sales doing using Facebook.
Yeah.
I remember when I first got started, I went out and I tried to like post on Facebook to tell people about it. And of course, nobody replied because I didn't know what I was doing at all. Right. Like my first post, I was like, hey, I joined this thing and you can make a lot of money, yada, 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 yada.
Oh, no. Which would not be compliant, guys, at this point, and probably not at that time either. But yeah.
But it's kind of like, you know, the growing pains of you not knowing how to market, how to actually message, things like that. And I, you know, from there, I just told a couple of my friends about it. And, you know, I actually ended up having one person that decided to like buy the program, whatever. And I made some money and it kind of like just opened my eyes like, oh, wow, like you could actually learn how to make an income using the internet, right?
Right.
From that point, about 8 months down the road, I was just like pretty much struggling, buying different courses, different trainings, like not making much money, still working my job. And honestly, just was like, it just was really a mental battle, honestly.
I was trying to. So I think a lot of people in our community that watch the show, there is that phase where, I don't know, maybe it's kind of stuck in fear. Maybe it's stuck in overwhelm, looking for the secret. Like the more, if I buy more courses, I'll be better. But you're not actually following through fully.
Mm-hmm.
Usually you're just buying another course and then another course and another course. But if you really looked at the action that you're taking regularly, it's not there. Does that relate to you? Do you feel like you were stuck in that mode during that time?
100%. I think more so like I didn't know what actions to actually take because I was pretty new. And then even that too, it's like I was kind of looking for that secret, right? Everybody has that. There's a secret that I don't know that's why these people are having success. I just don't know the secret.
I don't have to feel the pain. I'm going to go on camera. So I don't have to feel the overwhelm. So I don't have to have worry. So I don't have to have, you know, that people are going to judge me or I look amazing and have a million followers with my first video.
Yeah.
Like you get, like, I can skip that part of the journey, but you can't. And buying more courses won't get you through that part. You have to grow a page from zero.
Exactly. So yeah, so from about 2014 up until about 2016, that's when I think 2016 I had my first really big breakthrough. Mm-hmm. And that's when I started to figure out how to actually build a funnel. Like I didn't know what a funnel actually was. But after like doing research and then kind of like seeing if people have success and then modeling after what they were doing, I started kind of putting the pieces together over the course of about a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
And like what a landing page was. Like the importance of an email list, right? That you have to get traffic. Like these are the things that's important to have a successful business. So I started, build those things. I started to put those pieces together is when I had my first big success. And I don't want to talk about like income claims, but it gave me like the freedom that I needed to be able to find success online, I would say.
Right. To keep going, right? At some point, there has to be some type, you are building a business and there is an exchange going on at some point.
Yeah.
But what you just said is you stopped focusing on, hey, I have a link to something. Mm-hmm. I just stopped focusing on plastering that out and focused on building your following, building your community, learning the skills, funnels, autoresponders, landing pages, copy on your landing pages. All of those little pieces is once you started focusing on that, things changed for you and your business.
Exactly.
Right. And you said over a couple years it took that process to take. That wasn't in a month that you went through that. You went through that back in the day over a couple years.
And
that's a journey. How was your mindset as you kept pushing through that?
Honestly, it was tough. Like there was many times that I wanted to give up, but it was like my why was like I didn't want to work a job. I didn't want to go to school. Like I did a half a semester of college and I dropped out because like it wasn't for me. My brother, I have a brother that's like 6 years older than me. And just watching him growing up, like he would go to work, come home, study, go to work, home. That'd be like his whole life. And I was like, I didn't want that. Right.
Right.
So that's kind of what drew me to this. And What really helped me out, like kind of pushed me through the journey is I'd actually wake up in the morning and I'd listen to motivational speakings. I listen to like Les Brown, people like that. And I remember during the time too, because I was like, my parents also wanted me to go to school. And I was afraid to tell them that I didn't want to go to school. So there became a point where I actually just stopped going to class and I'd go park in a parking lot somewhere and just listen to like Les Brown for like 2-3 hours and then come back home. Like I was
school, right? I love that though. I mean, mindset is huge and it takes a lot of upkeep for your mindset. mindset to keep going through that process, to decide I got to do something different. Like, I want to be online. I see people that are successful online, that are making something out of it, that are doing it in some capacity. So you got to learn how to do it. And I love how once you decided to focus on all the steps and the process and learning how to marketing actually works, that's when you saw breakthroughs. That's when, and you kept working on your mindset to get through that almost 2-year period to help continue your growth of both, which is huge. And guys, for anyone joining now, he started online in 2014. So we are talking to a gentleman who has been in the online space for 10 years at this point. And he's sharing his journey, his process, and all of that good stuff at the beginning and what those first few years look like. And what's your advice for someone that's just focused on an outcome? Like, I have to blast income claims everywhere, which you don't, and you shouldn't, because it's not compliant, because they're so focused on an outcome as that's the way you have to market, when really it needs to be about the process, about what it can bring you, what it can bring you in the future. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I think definitely that was like one of my biggest hindrances too, was like when I first started off, I was always focused on that end result. But as I started to really, you know, mature and learn, started learning that actually like all the fun is actually in the journey itself, right? Yeah. It's actual learning the skill sets, and that's actually what gets you the end results. So most people, like, they like to focus on, I want to get to this point, or they'll see somebody else and they're comparing themselves to other people. Like, hey, I want to be like, but they don't actually get to see like the behind the scenes, like what they did to get there, right? So right. Also, the thing you can really focus on is the copywriting, the content creation, how to find your right audience, how to build that brand, right? Because that's the thing that's actually going to get you the results that you want. And the more you focus and hone in on crafting your skills and becoming a better marketer, the more success you're going to have. But the more you actually focus on the actual end result, the less you'll focus on actually the skills. And it's kind of like
the end result comes, right?
Yeah.
It's funny. It's just something that evolves. And now, when you focus on the process, when you focus on building a community, when you focus on building a following, and guys, Markins know how to build a following. He's well over 400,000, close to 500,000 on Instagram right now, followers. And he's been in this for almost 10 years. So he's put in the time, he's put in the work, he's built a community that is active and follows him. And that's what gives you the longevity. And I think a lot of people starting out forget the longevity piece. Mm-hmm. What are you going to have online a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years, 10 years, with what roots you're placing, the seeds you're planting right now? Really think about that. Like, what are the seeds you're planting to get to 500,000 followers? And I'm already seeing the question. So what's the secret to get to 500,000 followers?
I think honestly is just going through trial and error. Like, it's not sexy. A lot of people don't like the, like, you know, it wasn't like just the overnight type of thing. Like, my first month, I think I had maybe 200 followers. Mm-hmm. And it was just more so like doing a lot of research, seeing what was working out there, seeing how I could kind of like remodel it for my own, like kind of say to my own way. You know, because the cool thing about social media, especially like with Reels, is that many people could say like the same message, but it comes out different because it's coming from somebody else. Mm-hmm. So it's like I can say the same thing, you can say the same thing, and it sounds completely different because we're not the same people, right?
Right.
Like, you kind of gotta, number one, see what's working out there, because you don't have to go out there and reinvent the wheel, but also you gotta figure out how to say it in your own unique style that's going to work for you. And that only comes through repetition and practice over time.
Right. Yeah. And testing. You got to test out different things. You got to be able to look at yourself and critique yourself.
Yeah.
Being a bully to yourself and being down and then not taking action because you're like, oh, that video sucked. You got to be like, yeah, that video sucked. What do I need to change next time? Mm-hmm. And then go do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's definitely it. You have got to be like more of an analytical type of person. It's kind of like, because what I did was, after like my first about 50 posts, I'd go back and see like, okay, what worked in this one? worked on that one. So let me do more of that. Let me do less of this. This one didn't work very well. And it's kind of like the game overall in marketing and in this space, really like just analyzing, seeing what you can do better, what you can improve on, and just kind of building on that.
Yeah. And if you look at analytics every day, like just the video from yesterday, it's too close.
Yeah.
You can keep going and be consistent. And then every 15 days, every 30 days, go back and see where your peaks are of engagement, little peaks of more views. Well, why did that one get a few more views? And start noting that, noting what was in it, what type of hook, how was it filmed, what audio was used, was it text on screen, was it all in the caption? Then you do the same with another video that may have peaked and had a few more views. What are the similarities between those two? All right, let me try some more videos that are like these two. What was the topic? What was the value? And really going through of that, that's what analyzing and testing content is. But you can't do it unless you have a big group of content to be able to look at, which means you got to show up every day, which means you got to post every day, and then have that time to allow views and be able to compare things. Sometimes we have people that are like, okay, I've been posting a week. I have five videos. I don't have 5,000 followers yet. What am I doing wrong? And it's like, nothing.
You don't got enough sweat equity yet.
Yep. That is like the best one yet. I love that. That's right. You don't have enough sweat equity. Yeah. Yes, put in enough work. There's not enough time. I love that.
Exactly. Yeah. But it's definitely been a great journey. Like this journey definitely helps you grow as a person. Like it's not just about the business, but it's amazing to see like who you become over time. Right. Cause it's like certain skills you start to, even as I look back, I'm like, man, like looking back to myself 10 years ago, like I couldn't speak as well. I couldn't record videos as well. It's like even certain things, you start to learn like different skills with different softwares and whatnot. Cause I use a lot of CapCut and things like that. And you just develop all these skills that you don't know. And then over time, you're kind of like, wow, I've learned all this stuff. I've become this person.
Yeah. You didn't realize it. I mean, I actually, it was a couple months ago, I went and looked at the first funnel I built in ClickFunnels way back in the day. And I remember the feeling of pride.
Yeah.
Okay. And I went back and I looked at that funnel and I was like, holy shit, what a piece of crap. But you know, because there's been so many years of journey of application, of practice, of putting into your craft and getting better. But in that moment, that pride of that was really good. And that's what it was, something that I had accomplished, and you keep going and you keep going. And those are all about celebrating those small wins. And you just can't see your progress when you look at short term, but you can over time with long term. Mm-hmm. Right? And I think that would be a similar story for everyone. You can look back at your first videos and you would be like, wow, I thought that was really good back then. Yeah. Good job for me. I'm glad I've progressed, right? But it takes time and energy and effort to grow your craft and get better at it. And every single person goes through that. Every single one of us. And just like you shared, you took time to really learn about building landing pages and all that tech side and that piece of it. And that was important to your growth as well, which is just really cool. So when did you land at Legendary?
Yeah. So what ended up happening, kind of long story short, is that through some bad decisions, I ended up having to like get a job after not working a job for 10 years. Mm-hmm. Some bad life decisions made me go back into a job, and actually was scrolling on, my wife was actually scrolling on Instagram, and she saw one of your affiliates. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what? Like, and she's talking about how she's having success, you know? And I was like, I've been doing this. Like, let me look. At the time, I was actually a media buyer, and I came across mm-hmm. a field, and I was like, oh, let me check this out. Then I kind of seen a 15-day challenge, which you guys were offering, and I was kind of blown away. Cause I was like, I believe you spent thousands of dollars on the training that you guys are doing for $7.
Right. I know. And it's like, I don't know why people, It's so solid for $7. It's bad.
It is. They have no idea.
It really is.
Especially like Bean Smith's been in this for 10 years. Like people used to sell courses on just funnel building for like $2,500.
Mm-hmm.
Or just how to even make a you know, email marketing training used to be like $5,000. And that's not even.
I feel like email marketing and copy was $5,000-$10,000 back in the day. It just was really, really high ticket, wild.
So that's why when I just seen like the course that you guys are offering for the price, I was like, oh my gosh, this is a steal. Like I've done spent so much money over this. If I had this starting off, this would have saved me years of time. So yeah, I came across Legendary, saw that, and I was like, yeah, I definitely gotta get on this. Cause I'm like, number one, the training is solid. And then just seeing like the success we were having with the testimonials. Cause of course, like you want to see other people actually having success before you hop onto something. So, you know, if the product is good and it's getting people results, it's like, all right, I feel good about offering this to people because I know that they're actually giving value out there. You know?
Right. Right. And that's what's, you know, overall, that's really important. That's what our focus is too, as an education company, is making sure everyone has the right expectations. They understand the value that's in the education and what the process looks like. And I love it from your point of view, because you went the hard road to learn these skills outside of Legendary, but you're able to go through and go into the challenge and go, holy crap, this is solid training, because you know what it takes.
Yeah.
You know what was included, which is really, it's really cool. You have that insight and viewpoint. So exactly. I appreciate you sharing that. Obviously, you know, people can be an affiliate for Legendary and not purchase any products at all. Because they are separate programs, but it was nice that you were able to go and take a, you know, you had the challenge, you went through it, you checked it out, and able to really confirm what that is and what that looks like, which is cool. And
yeah.
Be proud of it.
Exactly. And
it will help other people, which is always nice for sure. So what's your advice for someone right now, just starting out?
I say focus on mastering the skills. Like, don't think about the end result. Just focus on getting better at the skills. Focus on getting better at the copywriting. Focus on getting better at your content creation, your messaging, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do daily analysis. Like, start going out and looking out. You know, try to find what's working in your niche on social media. See what people are doing that you could start doing, right? And don't be afraid to fail. Like, don't look at everything as a failure. I see every failure is an opportunity for you to learn. It's not necessarily a bad thing. I think every entrepreneur is, they get to where they're at through failure. But I think like through schooling and things like that, we've started to look at failure as like a bad thing. Really, it's like, no, it's the way for you to actually learn, for you to actually get your hands to things, right? I think like most of the things I've learned, like 80% has been from actually doing instead of like watching a course. I get some stuff from a course, but it's something you just won't learn from a course that when you actually go out there and do that, you actually start to learn from, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and it's huge. I truly believe the best way to get going is to learn, do. Don't try to go through an entire course, a drop of action.
Yeah.
You'll end the course and be like, okay, now where do I start again?
Exactly.
You gotta go back to the start of the course. Now, as you go back through it, I want you to implement.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is about releasing perfection, releasing this idea of failure as bad. Failure is just a moment. It's not a identity.
Mm-hmm.
You're not a failure. This thing I tried didn't work out, but I learned this, this, and this. And now today I'm going to do this, this, and this different.
Exactly. Yeah. I think like even honestly, like there's no person out there, especially in entrepreneurship, that has it all figured out. That's why we're always changing things and trying new things, right? Nobody has like a puzzle, has the complete thing figured out. Like even from the most successful person, like Elon Musk, like if he had it all figured out, he wouldn't still be trying out new things and trying to get better, you know?
Right, and right before our eyes, he still has things that fail. Or don't go the way he wants. Still, he's doing a lot of testing all the time, and that's the only way it improves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's hard to overcome. There is no shortcut to avoiding going through it.
Exactly.
There just isn't. And there is no course out there, no matter what somebody says, that is instantly going to have money falling from the sky in 5 days.
Yeah.
You have to go through the process. You have to go through the growth stage. You have to go through learning the skills. You have to go through starting an account at zero and growing it, learning how to communicate, learning how to build engagement, learning how to create videos. For some that may feel like, oh, that's a lot of work. But I'm like, oh, for me, it's freaking fun. Never felt like work. It still doesn't feel like work. I love it. Right. You gotta kind of embrace the learn implement process.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool. How would you, when you hear me say that, what is it for you that comes up? Was it fun for you? Was it hard? Were there days where you had to be like, oh, I got to show up and I am not in the mood? How did that work for you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's many a times, like even when I first started off, that I wanted to quit. And that's why I had to do like listen to the motivational stuff in the morning and things like that. You know, there's many days where I wake up and I'm like, even up until this point where I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I got to kind of drag myself out of bed. I'm like, man, my videos aren't doing like as good as I want them to do. I'm not going to get as many leads as I want, you know, but then I got to kind of talk myself out of it. Like, hey, just put in the work and then just go from there. As long as we're being consistent and put it into work, that's all you can control. Everything else is out of your hands, you know?
Yeah, totally. I get that. So let's go back to Instagram. Give us some tips, some advice. Let's do a little mini masterclass on growing Instagram. So say you have a group in front of you right now of zero, they all have an Instagram account with 0 to 20 followers, maybe 2 videos posted. What's your advice?
Well, I would say right now you need to start being way more consistent. Like start doing at least, when I first started, I was doing at least 1 to 3 videos a day. I noticed when I was doing like 3 videos a day, I started getting way more traction. Another huge thing is just making sure that your hooks are very good. Start looking at what kind of hooks grab your attention in your niche. Like I'd actually go out and look at, if you're like, let's say your niche was, I don't know, dog treats. I'd go on Instagram, look up dog treats and see what pops up on the explore page. Whatever videos are going viral, I'd start to see, hey, what kind of hooks did they use? How can I use that hook? Mm-hmm. Right? Sounds that they're using, right? Sounds is a huge part of Instagram. They love when you're using trending sounds. So I definitely start looking at that. Hashtags as well. One thing about hashtags that I noticed is that if you're using, they have like kind of a sweet spot for the hashtags. I don't want to give an exact number because I don't want to mess anybody up, but I don't say it's like kind of like a sweet spot in numbers of hashtags that a lot of people use. And I kind of just look at that and go from there. And it's kind of like trial and error, changing up your hooks, seeing how you can kind of stop people's attention. Especially in this era too of social media, you kind of have like 3 seconds to capture somebody's attention before they're like on to the next thing. So you kind of got to figure out like, okay, how can I do something very impactful in that first 3 seconds, whether it's like the text on screen, what I'm doing? Like I noticed like if I was pointing at something that actually stopped people, the color of my text, that played a part into it. So just a lot of trial and error and seeing like what's grabbing people's attention.
Right. And guys, I want you to listen to this because he's dropping some major gold. But here's what I need you all to really grasp. For him, he could say pointing and we'll say a certain color. But through trial and error, if I only use his color of text, I may find my following doesn't like that.
Mm-hmm.
But if I test a different color, that could change everything for me. That's where the testing comes in. And that's where those variations of audience come in, that you have to find what works with your audience. And it's hard to explain, but that's the reality of it. Is there some people that just can, their following just responds better to a certain style of video, and you won't know what responds with your growing audience until you test them all out and test different things and then test them over and over and start seeing what the pattern is.
You know, that's 100% right. That definitely is what it is. Cause I think it's, as you're growing your followers, people are following you cause they feel like they know you, they like you, they trust you. That's who they want to do business with. So the more they know, like, and trust you, the more they're going to do business with you. And it's kind of like, as you see what they're resonating to, what they like is give them more of that. Right, it's more so about serving them and what they want. It's not about you and what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
about being able to help people and give them what they want. So the more you do that, the more you're going to get what you want.
Right. It's that ego. Mm. You know, it's, you have to share your story and connect, but it's doing it in a way to serve. And that takes practice to be able to do it. and it really, it does. The focus needs to be about your ideal follower. Mm-hmm. And find, you know, and connecting with their pain points, connecting with their desires, connecting with their personality with yours, which is why it's good to not hide who you are online. It's a whole lot easier to show up every day if you're not pretending to be somebody else or pretending to be this certain persona online. You'll have way more fun in your content. That personality will come out, and then you'll find a whole community that are your people that you love to wake up and make more content for, because they're just like you. They connect with you. They're excited to see you. But when you're trying to be someone else that you think you need to be, it comes across stiff. It comes across unauthentic. And you'll find that you're following isn't really growing. People can see it on camera, whether you realize it or not. Have you gone through that stage where you're like, I have to be this online, but once you released it, or have you always shown up and just been your authentic, awesome self?
No, definitely. I think like, because the easiest thing to do is just copy other people, right? You want to go there and be like, okay, it's working for them. I'm just going to do the exact same thing. Right. And that's why I said, like, it's, you kind of can, you can use it as a model, but you don't want to copy. Because when you just copy, they're like, all right, you come off robotic. But it's more, when it's more just you being yourself and you're modeling something, mm-hmm. it becomes off like more and more authentic. You know, like even a lot of people that's followed me, they message me and they're like, yeah, like I love the way you're on video. And I'm like, really? Like, I'm just being regular. They're like, yeah, you have so much energy. You know, and I'm like, I don't know. But yeah, it's just me being more myself. And when I put more of my story into it, more of my emotion into it, people just connect with it more. Because we just want to connect with them.
Right. Yeah. All right, we're gonna keep going, and I'm gonna even put this question on the screen because this is a great one. If you're new and not selling, they're focused on growing an account. How do you give them quality content to get them to follow you?
So I mean, you gotta consider who your target audience is and what they're looking for, and giving them solutions to their problems, because that's what they really want. Like if you give them solutions to their problems, you don't have to sell anything, right? It's like when I tell people, like, if you go on, when you go on YouTube, right, and you look up something like, hey, how do I fix my broken dish or something like, or my broken sink or something like that, right? And somebody helps you on that. If they recommend you a product, you're probably going to be more likely to buy it because it just helped you out. Mm-hmm. They kind of built that authority and that trust with you just by virtue of helping you out. And they didn't try to sell you anything. I think when you come off like trying to sell people, it actually makes it worse because now they're like, oh man, like this is like that car sale wants me to buy something. It doesn't really care about me. If that makes sense.
Yeah. I've used this silly analogy, and for parents out there, you definitely get it. You're at your kid's sporting event, we'll say baseball practice. Mm-hmm. And there's that team mom, they only want to talk to you when they want something. Volunteer, money, work the snack bar. Donate something. That's the only time they talk to you. You see them coming, you're already like, oh,
yeah,
here they come. You're closed off. You see them coming. And when you see that online as you're scrolling, you're like, heck no, I'm out. It's the same thing. But you could be sitting at the same practice in a group with other parents, and you're all relating because you have kids the same age. You're sharing stories, that's value, of what happened last night at dinner. And everyone's going, oh my God, that happened to me last week. Mm-hmm. You're sharing pain points. You're sharing what you wish, what you desire. And somebody could be like, some dad could be like, oh, I found the best gardener. I now have the best grass on the street. It's amazing. And all of a sudden, another dad in that circle, what's his name? Love his contact information. He just recommended that. And now this gardener has like four different people because this one guy built connection of the group, offered a problem to solve, and was able to recommend to people that know, like, and trusted him.
Exactly.
But if that other mom who only goes for the ask one day went, hey, I have a gardener for you, you're not going to use them. You're out. You're like, I don't trust you. What do you want from me? What are you getting out of it? Right? But you're going to, the person you're sitting with in a circle, conversing and growing a relationship with, that's what you do online. So your content is, how do I make online friends and grow a connection?
Exactly.
Like-minded people. What will they relate to? What stage of life are they in? What pain points do they have? And eventually that grows and you're able to then make recommendations that they trust and click on.
Yeah, definitely. I think even too, like, not being afraid to share your story and be vulnerable. Like, hey, I'm starting this thing and this is what I've learned so far. And I haven't had any success yet, but I'm going to, you know, like things like that. Like, people will kind of feel like they have to portray this thing of like, I am a super successful person. But it's like, no, people actually like authenticity. They like it if they know that you're actually trying something new and you're having failures, but you're still going, right? They might be like, oh, wow, I wonder what she's learning. And then they'll look into your thing.
Yeah. And yeah, it's have fun with it. You're online. Social is meant to be social on social media, right? You got to enjoy it. It can't be all business. All right, guys, I got this link. You're going to go over here and click it.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Oh. You know, I think it's important to find what's fun for you, and everyone's going to have different interests of what's fun and what's, you know, and your personalities are all different. Just like everyone has a different type of group of friends and different people that they connect with. And it's the same online, which is really cool. So I hope that helps everyone start actually seeing the strategy behind growing a channel. And it can't be going out blazing with selling, because then you're just a door-to-door salesman online and no one's going to respond to that.
Exactly.
You got to be the neighbor outside making friends, shaking hands and kissing babies, as they like to say. Oh, which I love. All right. This has been fantastic. What is anything that we missed today that you want to be able to share through your experience of 10 years online, through the ups, downs, lefts, rights? What's something that you've really learned about yourself through this journey that you could share with everyone?
That you just got to be persistent, honestly. You just kind of got to know that you're going to make it before you make it. You kind of have you have to have the vision of where you're going to be before you get there, if that makes sense, right? And just wherever you're at today, just know that if you stay consistent and you put in the work, that you can be a lot farther than you'd ever imagine you being like a year from now. But just give yourself that time. Like, don't look at it as a next week or next month type of thing. Like, plan yourself out for where am I going to be at a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now. Because, you know, I think like one of the greatest things a lot of successful people have is that delayed gratification, right? They're not looking for something to be successful tomorrow. But I think like even Jeff Bezos, what was it, like, he started Amazon back in early 2000 and see success for that for like 10, 20 years.
Yeah.
So it's like the same thing.
It's just, yeah, it's holding the long-term vision, but taking the baby steps each day. Mm-hmm. Path that goes there. If you focus only on the long-term vision, you won't get anywhere. But you also need to have that vision too in place, and then put your focus of what actions you take today on what you need to take today to start on those baby steps towards that, to get a little closer, a little closer, a little closer, a little closer, a little closer.
Yep.
Yeah. It's all
about daily action.
Yeah, I love it. Well, this has been a fantastic interview, Markins. I really appreciate you coming on. And you dropped a ton of advice, boulders of gold, and go back, guys, and rewatch this, write it all down and start letting your creative mind sink it in and apply to your ideal audience, to your niche, to your offers, and start thinking about how you can grow friends online. Cause that's really the goal. That's really where your focus needs to be to get and bring in those followers. We can't recommend anything to an empty room or an empty social account. I love it. Well, thank you. And you'll definitely need to come back, Marcus.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, definitely. All right, guys, you can go follow Markins on Instagram at Make Money with Markins, all connected, all spelled out, no periods, no dashes, no nothing. Just Make Money with Markins on Instagram. Go give him a follow. Let him know that you saw him on Wake Up Legendary. And we are back tomorrow with another guest. And then we have Friday. And I'm so pumped for Friday because it's Decade in a Day. And I missed the last one. I was out of office. And it's one of my favorite days ever. We do them, you know, twice a month. And I can't wait to be back on Decade in a Day. So if you are a Blueprints member and not registered for Friday, we'll be with Ryan and I. And we are pumped already. I can tell you. I'm excited. I can't wait. As always, stay legendary. And we will see you tomorrow. Peace.